on Cape Talk.
The Two Oceans Aquarium has a 25-year legacy of inspiring care and passion for ocean conservation. The education foundation that is associated with the Two Oceans Aquarium was founded in 2017. Joining me on the line is the CEO of that foundation, Mariki Masson. Mariki, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us today, Africa.
What is the, I suppose, area of focus for the foundation?
Well, we're really lucky that the foundation gets to do all the amazing non-profit activities on behalf of the aquarium, but also as a standalone entity. So our core focus, of course, is education. And, you know, through education, we share information and we inspire as many people as possible, especially children, to care about the environment. Because if you care about the environment and you care about the ocean, ultimately you care about yourself. And the best way of sharing information, of course, is through storytelling. And we get to work with a number of special animals that help us in telling their stories to our conservation project. So we've got this wonderful turtle rehabilitation program. And we've got from, you know, baby little hatchlings that we save every year with the help of the public, of course, all the way through to adult turtles that spend quite a bit of time under rehab. And they're just phenomenal ocean ambassadors. And then, of course, you're very involved in marine research. So we collaborate with various institutions to just further marine research and care for the planet in Cape Town and South Africa. And actually, we've got a nice global footprint as well. So it's a real business for good, non-profit. But, of course, we want to make as big an impact as possible on a social level, but as well as the environmental level.
We're very well aware of the travels of Yoshi. Jeff Haliff, who we spoke to a moment ago, is very good at giving regular updates in terms of distances that Yoshi has covered and where in the world Yoshi finds themselves. The issue of microplastics, of course, is something that really has, I think, garnered the kind of attention that it finally deserves. Just to remind human beings of the damage that we're causing to our beautiful environment. And that's something that's quite special to the foundation, isn't it?
Yes, of course. So the microplastics we cover, especially under our research side, and we've done extensive research just in Cape Town and in the waterfront and in the harbour, actually, having a look at the impact of micro and macroplastics on the animals. For instance, we had a look at how much microplastics we find in mussels and the kind of plastics that seals get entangled in. And this project with the macroplastics now, especially that seals are exposed to, is amazing. And we've actually been doing it for 2 decades, but just in the last decade, the aquarium and the foundation teams have rescued more than 1,000 seals. So it's really an impressive program. So when it comes to microplastics, we're involved together with the Two Oceans Aquarium in various beach cleanups. So we call it trash bashes. And in doing that, we get lots of people to join us. And that, again, is an awareness and education opportunity where we sit with these meshes and we actually filter out microplastics on the beach and create a lot of awareness around that. Because the biggest, I think, challenge overall is to get everybody aware of the impact of plastics and how to treat it responsibly, but ultimately actually how to try and avoid needing plastics or using, especially when we get to single plastics. So we're on a really positive journey of getting people excited about caring for the planet. So I always prefer to not put too much focus on the gloom and doom and how bad humans are, because what I see every day is how good humans are and how much people actually put in to care for animals, to care for the planet, to care for the environment.
Which is brilliant to hear. We'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Mariki Masson, the CEO of the Two Oceans Aquarium Education Foundation. You can go to aquarium.co.za.